Good afternoon. A great choice. This is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. Is John available?
He is. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Let me check with him, okay?
Sure.
Thanks.
Hello, John speaking.
Hey, John. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah, I won't take up much of your time. I was actually trying to follow up on a finance offer that we sent out to you guys about 3 weeks ago now. Looks like it was based on some financing you did through First Niagara. We had you pre-approved for some equipment finance and some working capital. Looks like for about $250,000. So I just wanted to check in. See if you guys had any current needs or any plans coming up that we might be able to help you out with.
Did you guys purchase First Niagara?
No, they operate in the same network as us. It's kind of based off your relationship with them that our department
First
pre-approved
Niagara
you.
First Niagara sells my information to you?
I'm sorry?
So First Niagara kind of, for lack of a better word, sells my information to you?
Well, they make it known. They don't really sell it, but
okay.
Yeah, we operate in the same network, so it's made available to us.
Okay.
But what had happened was your business was identified as, you know, a strong business to do business with, so we actually sent you out an offer.
I'll be honest with you, I probably never even looked at it.
I get
hundreds of junk mails every day, and
absolutely. That's the purpose of the phone call. I mean, we kind of understand that a lot of times it doesn't make it all the way through. So I just wanted to follow up with you, let you know that it is real.
Can you send me an email directly with whatever you're proposing, and then I can look at it and we can go from there?
Yeah, absolutely. What's a good email for you?
It's John, J-O-H-N.
Okay.
AGreatChoice.com.
AGreatChoice.com?
AGreatChoice.com, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I can go ahead and send you an email with the information that we had sent to you. You know, just real quick to go over it with you, it's we had you approved for two of our programs. It's both equipment financing, so just, you know, traditional equipment, and then working capital. So with the working capital, it looked like we had you approved for $250,000. That, you know, it's available to you if you need it. You don't need to take the whole amount.
Right.
Now,
yeah,
were you guys?
I typically don't use my lines of credit. I mean, they're kind of an insurance policy. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
You don't want to use it unless you have to. So
absolutely.
I can tell you that. I mean, I have a working capital line of credit with another local bank, but I'd be more than willing to see, you know, what you guys have.
Sure.
And is yours in addition to, or is it you?
It would be in addition to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So it would be, you know, kind of like a supplementary option for you.
Right. Right. But you're not going to ask me to close out another line of credit with another establishment that I have a relationship with?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. And actually having that would actually kind of, you know, help your situation. As far as working capital goes, as far as what's available to you, we have a match or beat policy. So if you do have, you know, an open offer of working capital with another bank, we can, you know, go ahead and get you approved for something that either matches or beats it too.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, you know, at that point, it would just be available to you. So, you know, should you need to use it, it would be there.
Is there a cost to have it?
No, absolutely not. The application process. You know, if you go through myself, I go ahead and waive that. Typically, we do like a $50 cost for it, but I can go ahead and waive that, so it would be free. We can get you kind of like a quote of what you qualify for, so it's there if you need it, and then if you decide to use it, we go forward. Now, do you have the working capital with the bank that you're with? Do you also have just a traditional line of credit?
No, that's what it is. It's a line of credit through.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And you haven't needed to use it yet. Was that the case?
I haven't. No, it's been years since I used it. So.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, yeah, we'd definitely be able to give you some options to work with, and like I said, with that policy could be something that would actually be a little more beneficial to you.
Yeah.
Now, when you add on equipment, how often do you typically do that?
I just purchased like 120 grand worth of equipment at the end of December.
Oh, okay. Yeah, end of the year.
Kind of the tax sale. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. That's Section 179. That's a good move.
As long as it doesn't go away, I'm fine. You know.
Yeah.
When it goes away, there's going to be a lot of us that are screwed. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, you know, my understanding of the last time that they, you know, they adjust that law every year, but the last time they put in some stipulations to keep it for an extended amount of time, so it's looking like it's stable for a little while.
Yeah. The problem is when you do it as long as they've done it, it becomes routine to use it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I know from my standpoint and an awful lot of contractors in the industry that if we don't get advance notice, it's going to go away. That's going to be a real.
Oh, yeah. It's something that most businesses plan on and, you know, kind of budget for.
usually what we do for equipment is, we basically shop it out. Generally, someone's offering, like, you know, 0% for 5 years or, you know, less than 1% for 5 years.
Sure.
So, you know, and that's typically what we do for our equipment loans.
Okay. Do you typically buy new from the manufacturer?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. What type of equipment are you normally bringing on?
We run Kubota quite a bit.
Okay.
Komatsu.
Okay.
And then, you know, on the maintenance side, we run a pile of Exmark machines.
Oh, I gotcha. Pretty standard stuff there.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, I know you're set now, but what I'll do is I'll go ahead. I'll send you over that information.
Yep.
And like I said, it's free to find out, you know, exactly what you qualify for. And you being in that situation where you have that working capital line available to you, if you are interested in finding, you know, maybe a lower option or something else that would supplement it, we'd be able to help you out with that.
Okay.
All right, John, I'll go ahead. I'll send it over to you, and I'll check back in with you periodically just to, sort of see where things stand.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Bye.